Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
How can you believe in people again? You know, if you've been hurt or you've been dismissed or people have judged you or you've faced critics and cynics or mean people throughout parts of your lives or you're facing that now, how do you deal with that? You know, how do you keep an optimistic and realistic understanding of what's out there when there's some people around you who just seem like they're always pushing you down, or someone who's broken your heart, or somebody who walked away from you at an important time? Like, how do you keep your faith in humanity during the times when it seems like a few of them are messing it all up? Well, I think, you know, there's a few things that we always have to keep in mind. And I know it's about really just about perspective and about having presence with people again. But how do you get that back? How do you get that trust back with people? Well, you first and foremost, you need to realize how important that is. If you are drowning in pools of pessimism about humanity because of just a few people's behavior, it's time to reevaluate that. You know, we've got 7 billion people on this planet, and we can know for sure that that humanity's natural sort of nature, our impulse, our drive, our push, our natural bend is towards goodness and virtue and kindness And if you don't believe that, you need to actually step out of your own pain or hurt and look at the facts. We're at a time in life right now on the planet where there's less war than there's ever been ever. There's less faction fighting between villages, less killing between families. All around the world, we have less global warfare going on. That says something. But look at the fact of the reality of this. We're in a place where as mankind mastered the atom and the machinery of death. If humankind's natural impulses were to kill each other or things were so terrible that we were so awful, we would have killed each other and blown up this planet a long time ago. That we have not is a miracle, but it is also an indication that, you know what, most people are out there, they are good, they are kind. They're doing their best to get through the day just like you are, and you can't ever forget that. It's that old philosopher's statement, if we knew how difficult of a time our enemies had in dealing with their lives and their struggles, they would soon become our friends. And so as you deal with difficult people, don't forget, never let a few people's behavior sort of mess up your overall view of humanity. Because the overall view of humanity, you know what it is? It's like you. It's people just trying to get through the day, trying to believe in their dreams, trying to be themselves, trying to do creative acts that mean something to them, trying to make their difference, trying to support their family, trying to care for their kids. If you ever get in a place where you feel like you're so special and nobody else can understand you, you're in a deep, difficult, dark, potentially dangerous place. Look, don't ever be one of those people who says, well, they don't understand me. Because soon as you get there, that's being what we call, you're kind of trapped in the caged life. And what I mean by that is you're kind of like that animal resigned in the back of a cage at a zoo who just like points at everybody, they don't understand me. And you kind of sit down in your own anger and frustration. And people who say that, they don't understand me, they're often the ones who have the biggest ego. Because really, 7 billion people, thousands of years of human history recorded, and no one can understand you? It's important always to remember that your situation, your context, your frustrations and your challenges, they're not all that unique. And gosh, that makes people angry when I say that. You know, I know it's so easy to say, oh, this kid doesn't understand me. Pause. Like, you could already hate me right now. You could post mean comments. But isn't it true? Look, a lot of billions of people have gone through this earth. They've gone through what you are going through. What makes you unique is not your circumstances. What makes you unique is not the context of the things you're fighting through in your life. What makes you unique is your own personal experience about it and how you are choosing to deal with it. And either you're choosing with it to deal with it in a positive way or a negative way. Now, I know at this point you can say, well, Brendan, I wanted to watch this video because I wanted to learn how to deal with difficult people and get my belief in people again. And here you are berating me. And believe me, I'm not. I'm asking you not to wear the victim hat. I'm asking you to believe in yourself again too. To realize that yes, there are some people out there who you could lose some faith in. But the reality is most people have faith just like you. That, you know, maybe tomorrow can be a better day. I just want you to reconnect with the reality that most people are struggling and they are doing their best. Don't detach from the world by saying, they don't understand me. No, they do understand you. And they're a lot like you. They got the same beat, the same heart, the same desires for family, for wealth, for abundance, for good health. Don't forget that just because someone was an ass to you, just because somebody hurt your heart, just because something happened. Because it would be like, you know, if you got hurt in a relationship and so you decided to build up this big wall, you know, to protect yourself, you know, to take care of yourself, to keep yourself away from the bad guys. Well, sure, you'd build up that big wall and yeah, it'd keep the bad guys out. But who else would it keep out? The good guys. Sometimes in our own self-protection, we block out the very thing we so desperately desire. We want more love and acceptance in our life, but we build up this big facade, put on this mask, build up this barricade to keep out the bad guys. The good guys can't get in, and we can't experience that higher quality of humanity, those positive people, those cheerleaders for you, those people who believe in you and who just always have your back. They are there. They exist. Trust in that. Never forget that. Don't detach from humanity from a few people's behavior. Second, please don't ever forget that in silence, we often find our suffering. What do you mean by that? It's like if someone did hurt you and you've lost your faith in humanity, The way to reconnect with humanity is to engage with it. The way to trust people again is to share your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, your ambitions, your dreams with people again. Because you might be in a place where after a while, when you've had a lot of people hurt you or let you down, you know what you do? You stop sharing who you are with the world. And now the world feels less connected. It feels bland. It feels zestless. That's not happening because the world is that way. It's because the world doesn't know you. The world doesn't feel you or sense you, so they can't react and put positive things in there. You're just kind of going through the motions each day, and they're not sensing who you truly are. The best way to reconnect with other people and to have faith in other people again is to show them who we are. And you'll find out the more people you show who you are, that on average, by far, most of them will let you go about your day. They won't bother you or criticize you. Most of them will cheer you on. Most of them will connect with you. At least most of them will pay attention and say, oh, wow, there's an authentic, alive, vibrant, true human being. Look at that. I would sure like to know them, because most people are so caught up in their self-protection that they've gotten away from that. And so everybody kind of looks like they're sometimes walking around like a bunch of sort of, you know, emotionless robots and vampires, you know? It's just like, where's the energy and the zest and the vibe and the passion? Bring that out of yourself again and watch who you attract. Watch what ends up happening. And now you start to find, oh, wow, hey, you know, people are good. I'm not saying there's not some people out there who are negative. I'm not saying there aren't some people out there who are just so blocked or so struggling in their own space that they're not mean. There are a lot of mean people out there. There are a lot of oblivious people, no question. They're not the majority. Remember that, they're not the majority. So what can you do? I mean, what can you actually do? First, share more about how you think, how you feel, what you want, what your dreams are. Start sharing that with people. Let them know who you are again. And then second, you know, if you've lost that connection, the best thing you can do is reconnect with some of your friends. Go out to lunch with them. Go out to dinner with them. Spend more time with the people who are positive, who do love you, who have shown you care. Be around them. And then here's the trick. Network with the people in their network. What do I mean by that? If everyone seems like a jerk, but you have one positive person who you work with at your job, you know what? Go out to lunch with them and then start talking with them and get to know their friends. Go out to lunch with their friends. Go out to dinner with their friends. Because you know what? Positive people tend to attract other positive people. And as soon as you reconnect with your friends who are positive, who do believe in people, who do believe in you, who do cheer you on, you start to access their network of other people like that. And suddenly you start to see all around you these supportive people who believe in you, who want to engage with you, who you have enthusiasm to meet and see again. And then you have what we call the charged life. Hey everyone, it's Brendan. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free books and world-class training on motivation and high performance, visit me at brendanburchard.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay charged and go out there every day of your life and live fully, love openly, and make your difference today.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. They've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.